technology, as we all know, advances at breakneck speeds these days, and server technology is no different, and it's at a very interesting crossroads. And if it's not on your refresh agenda, you may be missing some opportunities and setting yourself up for some challenges in the coming months. Hey there, everyone. James Hilliard with you. And today on Connection Point, we'll talk about how a server refresh can benefit your organization. Sharing with us today, we have two gentlemen. Michael Swain is the HP EG Channel Sales Director for Intel Americas. And David Gaston is the VP and General Manager for HP Servers Americas. Both with us today. Michael, starting with you, I have a 3-year-old server. Let's say that's the position I'm in. What do I get with a server of today? Compare, contrast.
There has not been a better time to refresh the infrastructure and reinvigorating your business around a new set of hardware solutions today. The aged infrastructure that you presently have is probably slow, and it's probably very difficult to maintain. There are probably some limits on your ability to virtualize. You may be dealing with some power issues, some security issues. I mean, today's latest architecture, you know, compared to 3 years ago, you're going to be looking at an 80% performance boost over the previous generations. And that in itself is going to provide you with a ton of headroom in order to be able to drive virtualized solutions. The solutions are going to be more dense, and they're going to be driving a power consumption envelope that's way less than what has been in prior generations. You're going to have about a 66% decrease in the amount of power consumption that you presently have with those existing systems. And then lastly, you've got, you know, TCO benefits. I mean, you're going to really see that your workloads are going to be able to optimally perform on today's hardware.
David, jumping over to you, this is a unique time for a lot of people to review a server refresh. One, people have been extending the life of servers longer and longer, trying to squeeze what they could out of it. Also, some major news with Microsoft in terms of their server software out there. So talk a little bit about, again, some other reasons why now is a great time for server refresh and reviewing our infrastructure.
You mentioned Microsoft, but let's start there. I think folks have probably heard. Coming up next July, which is we'll be here before we know it, July 14th of next year, Windows Server 2003 will reach its end of support. You know, and what does that mean? That means no security patches, support, or technical content updates. This really translates into customers that are open to security threats. It translates into unplanned downtime, compliance risk. So now is really the time to migrate to Windows Server 2012, you know, R2 on ProLiant Gen 8, you know, with Intel. And with PC Connection, we really need to avoid the pitfalls of last-minute frantic and risky migrations. So that's the whole Windows Server 2003 opportunity. There was another key industry trend that just we just heard about this January, and to me, it's really two of the big compelling events in the compute infrastructure market today, and that is IBM announcing their plans to divest their x86 server platforms and really calls in IBM's question to the overall server market. We've seen customers expressing concerns that, you know, executives and engineers at IBM relocating and attrition may cause early instability and disruptions with that move. This is driving customers to reach out to HP. There's $2 billion, $2 billion target addressable market out there moving, and quite a few of IBM's traditional largest x86 customers have already reached out to HP and moved over. These are huge drivers of moving the market forward to refresh.
Absolutely. And Michael, let me do this. I want to come back to Windows Server 2003, right? End of support is coming up in about a year from now as we're talking here. What are some things people can do to avoid that last minute fire drill, right? We see this often in technology. IT teams put things off because either they don't get executive support, they don't have the budget, and all of a sudden it's a fire drill at the end. What are maybe some tips and tricks here to plan accordingly so that this is an easier refresh for folks to find where these boxes are and get them switched out?
That's a great question, James. And you're right. I mean, this is a time period whereby, you know, there has to be a ton of planning up front in order to ensure that these migrations go smoothly, that there's no downtime associated with the services that companies are providing to their, that IT is providing to their lines of business. So, I mean, it's just going to be important that they plan, and partnering with partners like HP and working closely with PC Connection, you know, definitely you want to bring us in early and have us scope out the opportunity and scope out some of the concerns that you're going to have with making this migration as seamless as possible. We want to absolutely come in and evaluate your data center needs, you know, from hardware to applications to workloads to make sure we're able to prescribe the right solutions. We absolutely want to build a timeline for you in order to do this, because as I mentioned, this migration may be a 3-month, 9-month ordeal. So, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, you have a timeline and a process that fits with your business model, you know, and then we want to be able to set up that test environment with you, work closely with you, and build out the right solution that absolutely drives the needs of your particular organization.
Michael, well said. I mean, clearly with HP, we want customers to know that we're there to help you successfully migrate to Windows Server 2012. On ProLiant Gen 8, we've got the solutions, the financing options, the services, the support. So a lot of options out there that really will drive this catalyst, support people moving to private and a hybrid cloud strategy.
And that move, guys, off of Windows Server 2003, it is really a matter of when. It's not if, because you're going to have to move off. And the reason it's a when is because you're going to have organizations, small, medium size, up to largest enterprises. There could be audit issues. There could be compliance issues. If you've got certain data on those servers that then are now no longer supported, as you mentioned earlier, the security issues, that is really a main driver here in why it is so important for, again, organizations large and small. David, I want to ask you, what led HP and Intel to really collaborate on this together, to be out in front of customers to say, hey, we're the teams to work with to help you through this migration? Why wouldn't teams just do it on their own?
It's a great history of HP and Intel working together. I mean, if you go back 25 years, we're actually celebrating a little anniversary now. You know, it was 25 years ago that HP innovated and invented the first x86 server, the Compact System Pro, and that was done HP and Intel working closely together. You'll see continued innovation from HP and Intel. But then also think about the services that we provide. Today we actually have over 30,000 global consulting and support experts out there that you can count on, that experience and expertise to help plan, design, implement, migrate, and support your move from Server 2003 quickly and with confidence.
And let me add to that. That was a great answer, David. And, you know, and quite frankly, we really want to help businesses to modernize. You know, we really want to get them to be able to enable private clouds. We really and take advantage of public clouds. We really want to enable them to take advantage of business analytics and big data. And in doing so, we absolutely have to start at the core, at the foundation, and that is all about making sure that the modernization effort takes place. And it starts with something as simple as, you know, getting off of Windows Server 03 and moving on to the latest application, the latest OS, and the latest hardware, so that you're taking full advantage of the compute capabilities. And we, from an HP Intel perspective, have been innovating all the way across the entire spectrum, from server and compute to storage with Xeon and the great 3-PAR products at HP and entire portfolio of HP storage products, as well as in the networking space with 10 gigabit solutions and all the great switching and routing products that HP brings to bear. So it's the complete converged infrastructure, converged system solution that we want to get customers to, so they can really take advantage of all the great things that compute can offer today.
Hey guys, really do appreciate the time. We are going to wrap for now, but folks, if you are interested in learning more about the benefits of a server refresh with HP and Intel, then turn to PC Connection. You can contact your account manager today, or you're invited to learn more at pcconnection.com. You can also call 1-800-800-0014. If you want to email us, that is simple enough. It is connect@pcconnection.com. With that, we'll wrap things up. Once again, my name is James Hilliard. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Connection Point.